Welsh Poetry, an Introduction. This proud nation with its long history, sometimes rough, hewn from bleak landscapes, sometimes gently soft from its comforting voices, has produced a long succession of artists and poets. In the latter category, Louis MacNeice most probably stands preeminent. His words and phrasing are on a plane few can equal and most are in awe of. But in this volume, we do put forward others who have their own words and voice to add to this rich tapestry. Wilfred Owen, Henry Vaughan, George Herbert, and Edward Thomas amongst them.
Faith by George Herbert. Lord, how couldst thou so much appease thy wrath for sin, as when man's sight was dim and could see little, to regard his ease and bring by faith all things to him? Hungry I was and had no meat. I did conceit a most delicious feast. I had it straight, and did as truly eat as ever did a welcome guest. There is a rare outlandish root, which when I could not get, I thought it here. That apprehension cured so well my foot, that I can walk to heaven well near. I owed thousands and much more. I did believe that I did nothing owe, and lived accordingly. My creditor believes so too, and lets me go. Faith makes me anything, or all that I believe is in the sacred story. And where sin placeth me in Adam's fall, faith sets me higher in his glory. If I go lower in the book, what can be lower than the common manger? Faith puts me there with him who sweetly took our flesh and frailty, death and danger. If bliss had lien in art or strength, none but the wise or strong had gained it. Where now, by faith, all arms are of a length, one size doth all conditions fit. A peasant may believe as much as a great clerk, and reach the highest stature. Thus dost thou make proud knowledge bend and crouch, while grace fills up uneven nature. When creatures had no real light inherent in them, thou didst make the sun impute a lustre, and allow them bright, and in this show what Christ hath done. That which before was darkened clean with bushy groves, pricking the looker's eye, vanished away when faith did change the scene, and then appeared a glorious sky. What though my body run to dust, faith cleaves unto it, counting every grain with an exact and most particular trust, reserving all for flesh again.
Expecting the Lord by Anne Griffiths. Being myself so corrupted with the forsaking life I lead, to be on your holy mountain is high privilege indeed. There the veils are rent and coverings destroyed from that time forth, and there is your excelling glory on the transient things of earth. Oh, to keep at that high, drinking where the streams of great salvation flow, till I'm utterly disthirsted from the transient things below, to live, and my Lord always expected, to be, when he comes, up and awake, quick as a flash to open for him, enjoy him without stint or break.
In the Valley of the Elwy by Gerald Manley Hopkins. I remember a house where all were good to me, God knows, deserving no such thing. Comforting smell breathed at very entering, fetched fresh, as I suppose, off some sweet wood. That cordial air made those kind people a hood all over, as a bevy of eggs the mothering wing will, or mild nights the new morsels of spring. Why, it seemed, of course, seemed of right it should. Lovely the woods, waters, meadows, coombs, vales, all the air things wear that build this world of Wales. Only the inmate does not correspond. God, lover of souls, swaying considerate scales, complete thy creature dear, oh, where it fails, being mighty a master, being a father and fond.
The Kingfisher by W. H. Davis. It was the rainbow gave thee birth, and left thee all her lovely hues. And as her mother's name was Tears, so runs it in my blood to choose for haunt the lonely pools and keep in company with trees that weep. Go, you, and with such glorious hues live with proud peacocks in green parks. On lawns as smooth as shining glass, let every feather show its marks. Get thee on boughs and clap thy wings before the windows of proud kings. Nay, lovely bird, thou art not vain. Thou hast no proud, ambitious mind. I also love a quiet place that's green, away from all mankind. A lonely pool, and let a tree sigh with her bosom over me.
Friends Departed by Henry Vaughan. They are all gone into the world of light, and I alone sit lingering here. Their very memory is fair and bright, and my sad thoughts doth clear. It glows and glitters in my cloudy breast, like stars upon some gloomy grove, or those faint beams in which this hill is dressed after the sun's remove. I see them walking in an air of glory, whose light doth trample on my days which are at best but dull and hoary, mere glimmering and decays. O holy hope! And high humility, high as the heavens above. These are your walks, and you have showed me to kindle my cold love. Dear beauteous death, the jewel of the just, shining nowhere but in the dark, what mysteries do lie beyond thy dust, could man outlook that mark? He that hath found some fledged bird's nest may know at first sight if the bird be flown. But what farewell or grove he sings in now, that is to him unknown. And yet as angels in some brighter dreams call to the soul when man doth sleep, so some strange thoughts transcend our wonted themes and into glory peep. If a star were confined into a tomb, her captive flames must needs burn there, but when the hand that locked her up gives room, she'll shine through all the sphere. O Father of eternal life, and all created glories under thee, resume thy spirit from this world of thrall into true liberty. Either disperse these mists which blot and fill my perspective still as they pass, or else remove me hence unto that hill where I shall need no glass.